朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
真的是神爱我们。
Because God loves us.
借着他儿子流血洗净我们所有的罪。
Through His blood, we're all washed clean.
借着他儿子的生命住在我们里面，让我们得到一个全新的人生。
By abiding in us, we receive a new life.
从前有一个传道人来我们中间讲了一个故事，我很感动。
A minister came among our midst and shared a story that greatly touched me.
他说有一个在那个铁道做管理员的管理员。
There's a person who was in charge of the railroad tracks, the track station.
他负责管理一座铁桥。
And he was in charge of a railroad bridge.
那这个铁桥平常是举起来的，让底下的船可以进出。
The bridge was usually opened up so that ships can pass through the river.
当他一接到通知说火车来的时候，他要立刻把这个铁桥放下来，让火车可以过去。
And whenever he received notice, then he will pull down the bridge.So that the bridge can be connected and then for the train to pass by.
结果有一天他带着他心爱的孩子，因为孩子放假带他一起去上班。
One day his child was off school, so he took his child to work.
结果在上班到一半的时候。
During his work.
他突然接到电话说火车要来了。
He got a phone call that there's a train coming by.
所以他立刻进去要准备把那个铁桥放下来。
So he went back to...Ready to pull the lever and connect the bridge.
就在他进去要放的时候，他突然听见他儿子的惨叫声。
While he was about to put down the bridge, he heard the screaming of his child.
原来他儿子一不小心从那个坡滑下去，正好卡在那个大齿轮上面。
Because his child was playing, and then somehow he fell and slipped and got caught in the bridge.
他自己出不来。
And he got stuck there. He couldn't get out.
他叫爸爸来帮我，来救我。
He crying, Daddy, help me, come and help me.
当他知道他如果下去救他儿子的话，他知道这一列的火车都所有的人都一定要伤亡的。
But he knew that if he just rescued his son, then the train will crash.
在他心里面起了一个最大的挣扎。
Therefore, he had the greatest struggle.
亲爱的朋友，我们不要随便听这样子的故事。你能不能想象，如果是你的儿子卡在那里
？Let's not take the story lightly, but think about it. If that was your son,
有什么这样子的故事是我们不愿意去想的？因为它太痛苦的决定。
We don't like to hear about such stories because it brings us pain.
到底是救我的孩子呢，还是救整车的人呢
？Should I save my son or everyone on the train？
亲爱的朋友，就在他最痛苦的时候，他只好狠下心来。
While he was most painful，
因为火车都已经到了，已经马上就到了。
Because the train was approaching，
在他的痛苦的里面，他把这个齿轮拉下来。
In his pain， he connected the bridge， pulled down the
bridge。听见他儿子的惨叫
，and he heard the screaming of his son。
然后在他满眼泪水的时候。
While the tears were full of his eyes,
他看见那个火车从他面前平安过去了。
He looked at and then he saw the train pass by in front of him.
车子里面的人睡觉的睡觉。
The passengers were either sleeping.
在那里谈笑风生的，在那里嘻嘻哈哈的在那里笑。
Or happily talking.
看风景的在那里看风景。
Or watching the scenery.
他心里面那个痛苦的里面，他在那里喊叫啊。
So he cried out of the deepest pain.
他说：“难道你们都不在乎吗？我的儿子为你们死了。”
He cried out with such a deepest pain. Don't you care? My son died for you.
里面的人不明白外面发生了什么事情。
Oh, the passengers did not understand what happened.
可是在这个父亲的里面，他真的是经历了人生最痛苦的一个阶段。
But his father went through the greatest pain of life.
因为他最爱的孩子为了救这一车的人。
His most dearest son.
没有一个人在车上对他说谢谢，因为他们都不知道发生了什么事。
No one on the train thanked him because they did not know what happened.
亲爱的朋友，圣经上告诉我们，当我们还死在罪恶过犯中的时候
，The Bible tells us while we were still dead in our transgressions.
神的儿子就为我们舍命了。
And the Son of God died for us.
他说，神的爱再次就向我们显明出来。
Thus demonstrated to us the love of God.
亲爱的朋友，在这里圣经。上讲到神爱世人
，The Bible says God loves the world.
他甚至将他的独生子赐给他们
，That He gave us His only Son.
他叫一切信他的
That anyone who believes in him
不至灭亡反得永生了
shall not perish but have eternal life.
弟兄姊妹啊，这个礼物就是讲到神把他的儿子赐给了我们。
So this is the gift that God gave us his son.
当我们得到这个礼物的时候
when we receive this gift,
第一件事情我们得着的
what we receive.
我们脱离了永远的审判，我们不至于灭亡。
That we are delivered from eternal judgment, we will not perish.
亲爱的朋友，我们今天人都知道有生老病死的事情。
We all know that there's sickness, aging, and death.
圣经上说到死亡这件事情，没有一个人可以逃避的。
But the Bible tells us no one can escape death.
而圣经上更告诉我们，人人都有一死，死后皆有审判。
The Bible tells us everyone will go through death, and there's judgment after death.
亲爱的朋友，我们今天不是在这里危言耸听。
So today.We're not just trying to scare you.
因为我们在这里，我们知道人类前面的结局是什么。
Because we know the end result of humankind.
因为神已经亲自告诉我们了。
Because God has told us already.
所以我们都要在这里把福音、把好消息告诉给大家。
Therefore, we need to tell you this good news.
啊，这是一件大事情。
This is a great news.
当我们接受了耶稣宝血的赦免
，When we receive the forgiveness through the blood of Jesus Christ,
我们第一件事情是我们的罪得到了赦免。
That our sins will be forgiven.
他救我们脱离灭亡
He will deliver us from perish
就像这个父亲牺牲了他的儿子
Just like that father, he sacrificed his son
让这一车的人能够平安地从他面前过去
That everyone on the train will pass through safely
亲爱的朋友
Dear friends
今天神的爱仍然是在这里
Today God's love is here
我们知道在2004年12月26号就是后天啊
We know that On December 24th, year 2004.
在南亚发生了一个大的 tsunami, 一个大的海啸。
A great tsunami happened in South Asia.
九级的地震造成了大海啸，死了300,000人。
An earthquake of 9.0 killed over 300,000 people.
短短的时间里面，300,000个人走掉了。
In such a short time, 300,000 people perished.
我在报纸上看到有一个英国的小孩子才10岁。
And I read the news on newspaper. There was a child from England who was 10 years old.
他到泰国一个有名的度假胜地叫普吉岛 Phuket.
And then she and her family went to Phuket.
他在海滩上突然看见海下去了。
And all of a sudden, she noticed that the water receded.
海滩整个露出来，很多的贝壳都在海滩上。
And all the seashore just appeared, and with all the
那些观光客兴奋的不得了，都跑下去捡蚌壳。
All the tourists were very excited, tried to collect the seashells.
那他因为在来度假之前，正好在学校上过地理课，老师告诉他说海啸发生的时候有哪些特点。
And right before her vacation, she learned in her geography class the signs of a tsunami.
第一件事情就是海浪突然退潮，退到很远去了。
The first thing is that all the ocean water will recede.
所以他就跑去告诉他爸爸妈妈，然后告诉管理员说要叫所有的人赶快回来，海啸要来了。
So she went to tell her parents and the lifeguards and everyone that tsunami was coming.
那报纸上告诉我们，当海啸来，多少海岸的人全部被淹死了。
The newspaper says, when tsunami came, many people perished.
住在同样泰国那个海岛，稍微南边一点，我忘了是哪一个国家的王子也被淹死了。
Even the prince of certain nation also was drowned.
独独这个海滩上所有的游客都被这个小女孩救回来。
But everyone on this part of the beach,Was saved.
亲爱的朋友，当我们在这里说死后且有审判的时候
，So when we are telling you there's a judgment after death，
弟兄姊妹，不是我们自己在这里告诉你的
，It's not out of our own words，
是真理神告诉我们的。
But through the Bible, God is telling us。
所以当我们信耶稣的时候
，So when we believe in Jesus，
第一件事情我们不至灭亡，我们逃避了永远的审判。
That we will not perish anymore, we will escape the eternal judgment.
那个死亡比今生肉身的死亡可怕不知道多少倍。
Because that eternal death, perishment, is much greater than our physical death today.
圣经上把它叫做永死。
The Bible says it's an eternal death.
就是你比死还要可怕，但是你却死不了。
It's more dreadful than physical death because you will never die.
这是第一件事情，救恩带给我们。
And this is what the salvation brings us.
不仅仅叫我们不至灭亡，反得永生。
Not only that we will not perish, but have eternal life.
弟兄姊妹，永生不是指的西天啊，中国人常常讲死后上西天。
Eternal life is not something the spirit goes like what we Chinese used to say.
它不是仅指的将来的事情。
It's not just talk about the future.
对不起，它更是指的我们今生。
it even tells us about today.
在你信耶稣的时候
When you believe in Jesus,
你信耶稣的时刻你就得到了这个永远的生命
You receive this eternal life the moment you believe in Jesus.
只有神的生命是从永远到永远
Because only the life of God lives from everlasting to everlasting.
永生是神的生命是从永远到永远的
Eternal life is the life of God which lives from eternity to eternity.
所以并不是像秦始皇所说的长生不老。
It's not just a life that will keep on living and living, never die.
而是这个生命的本质，生命本身就是神的生命。
Because that life is the life of God.
那亲爱的朋友，你知道得到永生是多么宝贵的事情吗
？Dear friends, do you know how precious it is to receive eternal life?
它不仅仅讲到这个生命能够让我们存留到永远。
Not only this life will cause us to live forever.
它是一个完全不同性质的生命。
It's a completely different life, different nature.
所以信耶稣最大的不同。
So the biggest difference after believing in Jesus.
它不是劝我们为善。
It's not just telling us to do good.
它不是给人一个心灵的寄托。
It does not just give us a comfort of heart.
它不是宗教的鸦片。
It's not just a religious drugs.
它也不是软弱人手中的拐杖。
Or the cane for the weak.
神乃是把一个全新的生命，就是他自己的生命赐给我们。
But God has given us a brand new life.His life.
啊，这个生命太宝贵了啊。
And such a precious life.
所以以前有人说，你们基督徒不要去讲神嘛。
Some says, you Christians just don't talk about God.
你们只要讲耶稣是个伟人就好了。
Just say that Jesus was a great man.
啊，他是一个伟大的人，让人能够效法他就好了。
That he was a great man, we should all learn from him.
就他就看着这个基督徒，就看着这个朋友，他说：“你真的愿意效法跟随他吗
？”So the Christian says.Do you really want to learn from him?
那个人说当然啊他这么伟大我愿意效法他呀。
And this non-Christian says, sure, he was such a great man. Of course, I want to learn from him.
那基督徒就问他说圣经上讲到说他是无瑕疵无斑点一个圣洁的人你做得到吗
The Bible says he was a holy man without blemish or any scars. Can you do that?
朋友们第一件事情我们就做不到了。
We cannot even do this first thing.
所以我们需要的不是一个教主教我们该做什么。
What we need is not the founder of a religion to teach us good things.
需要一个救主。
We need a savior.
他来救我们脱离灭亡。
He came to save us from being perished.
他来把一个全新神儿子永远的生命赐给我们。
Yes, he came to give us a brand new brand new life, the life of God.
而在这个伟大的生命里面
And within this great life,
神所有的祝福都借着他带给了我们
And God will give us all the blessings through him.
所以最后我的列的经文以弗所书一章三节他说愿颂赞归给我们主耶稣基督的父神他在基督耶稣里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 says Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ Bless us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ
我把它放到最后
And I list this scripture as the last
一般人最喜欢听到的就是我信耶稣到底能得到什么
Because most of us like to know What can I gain if I believe in Jesus
如果我们没有得到主的话
But if we do not obtain the Lord,
那这一切对我们来说只是我们心中的盼望，就是。
Then all the blessings will remain as hope.
可是当你真的得着主耶稣的时候
，But if you receive Jesus Christ,
神说他已经把所有的祝福都在他儿子里面赐给我们。
And God says He has already given us all the spiritual blessings in His Son Jesus Christ.
他是道路、真理、生命。
He's the truth, the way, and the life.
他是真光，他是爱。
He's the true light, His love.
刚才桂香说到他赐平安、喜乐和荣耀的盼望。
And he, just like Sister Guishan says, he gives us hope, peace, and glorious joy.
不管我们所羡慕的美善是什么
Whatever good things we are after in life,
在基督里面神都已经给我们了
God has given us in Christ Jesus.
因为神定义所有的祝福都放在耶稣基督的里面
Because God has placed all the blessings in Christ Jesus.
当我们肯接受耶稣做我们个人的救主
When we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior.
当我们欢迎耶稣诞生在我们生命中的时候
When we welcome Jesus to be born in our hearts.
我们就得着了这一切
Then we receive all these blessings.
从前在英国有一个很有钱的人
There used to be a rich man in England.
他很年轻的时候他的妻子生完孩子就去世了
While he was very young, he's wife passed away from giving birth.
所以他们父子相依为命，这是他心中最爱的独生爱子。
So he lived with his son whom he loved dearly.
那这个有钱的人他有一个习惯，有个嗜好。
And this rich man had a habit.
他收购了很多世界的名画。
He collected many fine arts worldly.
而且他都不肯拍卖，所以很多人都很羡慕他拥有的那些名画。
And then he would not sell them, so many people admired his collections.
但他从来不卖。
But he never sells his art collections.
结果后来在他儿子十几岁的时候，有一天他儿子突然重病去世了。
And then while his son was in his teens, all of a sudden, he got a sickness and his son passed away.
他整个人生唯一的安慰、满足和喜乐也失去了。
And then he lost his only hope and joy.
所以隔了没有多久，大概几年后，他自己也病重。
Shortly after that, he got sick too.
那么在他临终之前。
Before his death,
他就立了遗嘱。
He wrote a will.
那么后来他死了以后呢，这个律师就来执行他的遗嘱，因为他已经没有任何家人。
And then after he passed away, the lawyer came to execute his will because he has no remaining family members.
结果就举办一个拍卖会。
And then he had an auction.
哇，各地世界各地的收藏家都兴奋得不得了，都赶来了。
All the collectors came worldwide.For the auction,
他们真的是想买他家中所收集的这些宝贵的画。
Because they want to buy his precious collection.
那个律师在执行遗嘱的时候，他说这位某某先生啊，他说他的遗嘱里面讲，在拍卖进行的时候，第一个要拍卖的画。
And then the lawyer says, the executioner says, Mr. So and So said before the auction starts, he wants to sell.
必须是他儿子的画像啊。
The portrait of his son has to be sold first.
然后底下才能继续进行。
Then the auction will proceed.
所以他们就拿起他儿子的画像在这里卖。
So they started to auction the portrait of his son.
没有一个人愿意出价买他儿子的，这算什么？又不是世界名画。
No one was willing to pay for the portrait because it's not famous.
就在他们那里喊价，就算卖100块钱都没有人要出的钱。
No one was willing to pay even $100.
可是突然一个老先生走出来。
And all of a sudden, an old man came.
他是这个家的老管家。
And then he was the servant of this house.
他听到了，他冲进来，他说这边100块是我的积蓄，我要买。
So he came forth and says,I have $100 from my saving. I will buy this portrait.
这是我的小主人，我一定要买下来。
This is my master's son, and I want to keep this portrait.
那弟兄姊妹，当他把这个画像买完的时候
，After he paid for the portrait,
所有人都摩拳擦掌准备底下的拍卖。
All the collectors were ready to go for the auction.
没想到律师继续打开信封来念遗嘱的时候
，And then the lawyer continued to read the will.
他说拍卖到此结束。
He says.This concludes the auction.
我所有的画都给刚刚买我儿子的这个人。
All the art collections will go to the buyer of my son's portrait.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个真实的故事啊。
This is a true story.
那我们今天可能会羡慕说，哎，我早知道我一定买那个画了。
Today we probably would say, if I just knew it, and I would buy the portrait.
100块算什么？
What's $100?
但是亲爱的朋友
，But dear friends,
今天我们可能在这里追求平安。
Today we might be pursuing peace.
我们可能追求喜乐
joy.
我们追求爱情
love.
我们追求什么什么什么
or whatever we're pursuing today.
但是亲爱的朋友和弟兄姊妹，神告诉我们，他把他一切所有的祝福
but yet God tells us that He has placed all His blessings.
全部都已经在他儿子耶稣基督里面要赐给我们
in His Son Jesus Christ.
只要我们愿意接受他
as long as we're willing to receive Him.
这一切就是你的，就是我的
all these are yours and mine.
那我也要跟基督徒们说
and I want to tell the Christians too.
千万不要小看我们已经得到的
do not take lightly what we have already.
我们信得太迟钝了
Because our faith is so slow.
神所给我们的远超过我们所求所想的。
What God has given us far exceeds we ever think or imagine.
我们一起来，我请四位弟兄姊妹为我们献一首诗歌。
I ask four brothers and sisters to sing a song for us.
是我们大本诗歌333首。
It's in our big hymn book, 333.
这是我个人非常喜欢的一首诗歌。
I love this song very dearly.
我想我大概从12岁开始我就会背了，我很喜欢的歌。
I memorized this song since I was 12.
这首诗歌讲到它是一切最亲，我所一切最爱。
It's the most dearest to us.
亲爱的朋友
Dear friends,
我们一起再来把约翰福音三章十六节我们一起念一遍
Let's read together John chapter 3 verse 16 It's printed on your program sheet
神爱世人
For God so loved the world
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们叫一切相信的不至灭亡反得永生亲爱的朋友我希望你今天回家的时候
Dear friends, I hope when you go home today,
或是说有一天当你离开美国的时候
or one day when you leave America,
你都能够带着这最宝贵的礼物
that you will bring with you this most precious gift,
最上好的礼物
the best gift ever,
也最永恒的礼物
the most everlasting gift,
就是耶稣基督神的儿子跟着你
that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, be with you always.
成为我们一生最大的喜乐和满足
becomes the greatest joy and satisfaction of our life.
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端，点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证，好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。